earlier on the show, welcome to the Extra Pieces bonus podcast episode sort of thing. We talked about my temper tantrum. I didn't necessarily want to bring it up on air because it really put my girlfriend in a flux to live with someone that still throws insane temper tantrums, which I don't do often. It's been a very long time since I've done something like lift a carpet shampoo vacuum cleaner over my head and bring it down from behind me to in front of me onto the floor with great rage and velocity. But
wow,
it clearly seems there's
I'm sorry, I think you meant to say veracity, but
both.
It's the same. I guess it works. But did you ever see Trailer Park Boys? That character Ricky would do that.
Oh yeah, he always got.
It's not rocket surgery here. Yeah. Just things like that.
I always say it wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the fix is to this, because in my mind, I'm like, I broke this and this. I plugged it in to make sure it still works. It's just some plastic pieces and some things on the outside that broke. So I'm like, oh, I've already found on the Bissell website where I can order replacement parts.
Okay, but I don't think
that's... And I showed that to my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, look, I can fix it.
That's not the issue, though, is
that's
it?
That's not the issue. To me, once it's fixed and repaired, I can stop feeling sad and guilty. Because I have a massive sad and guilt, but I think my temper tantrum thing has always been like, the guilt can go away once paying my penance is fixing it. Mm. Physically taking time and money to fix what I've broken.
Can you fix the
emotional
broken in your fiance's heart?
I was going to say that, yeah.
See, that's the problem. There's no way. I don't know how to fix that, or even if time works.
Well, I think
good deeds.
I know we joked a little in the segment we discussed about it, but your, you know, therapist maybe being like, why don't you step away from the moment? You know, it's hard to do that when you're actually raging.
And you're getting obsessive,
like,
yeah.
The steps become, how do I identify these triggers or whatever way before that so I don't even set myself into this type of thing? And that's not easy, so don't get me wrong.
You can
feel
it building up inside of you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's when you're right, because I should have stepped away.
It's understandable that you would be stubborn, like all of us in this room, and want to push through it and not feel that way and to get this thing freaking working. And my God, how come it's not working?
Not
I
just
can
that.
Do this. I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. You know, it's just...
It keeps adding. And then,
yeah,
it
sucks. It's hard.
It was almost Three Stooges comical because I have it propped in a way to where I can work on the piece that I'm trying to get to snap back in. And then like right before the final destruction, like there are two tanks that come on and off and the tanks like fell down and hit me as I'm working on it. And I think that was the final anger thing. But yeah, you're right, man. You can feel it building. When's the last time you've destroyed a piece of equipment?
It's actually been a hot minute. I'm getting much, much, much better about it. In fact, I don't want to say I rarely lose my temper. I still do. But I don't have the melts that I used to. And it's because of a simple or four-word phrase that I have learned. But I don't know if you're ready to learn to use the force.
To use the force?
That's not the four words. I'm just saying, I don't know if you're ready for me to teach you the four words yet.
Oh, man.
Maybe not.
I need your help.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you right now, when I start getting furious at something that's, you know, caught up or it's really making me angry, I will say to my wife, I need your help.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And
well,
it turns out
because it's not even sorry,
well,
go ahead.
It just also, instead of you trying to do it on your own, it helps with the relationship a bit, because now my wife goes, okay, you're not getting as angry and you're asking me to be part of the relationship to work on this. It's worked out kind of wonderfully. It was hard to remember and it feels emasculating as a man to ask anyone for help.
It's not that
if you still get angry, you can blame it on her now. That's the best part.
Right? Oh, sweet. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like, honey, you're not helping.
Well,
don't do that.
That was one of the fights talking to I got afterwards. It's like I said I was coming to help. And it's like, well, yeah, but help didn't arrive in time when I needed it.
Oh,
and
so it's her fault.
Sure. Yeah, that's exactly. That's one of the effed up ways. Like I try to justify when I act like a baby, when I do this shit, it's like right away you start looking at everything to blame. And
that's
it's very
what
bad.
I know exactly where you are. Yeah. That's why I'm saying
you
start building a habit is hard to do, right?
Yeah.
It just is. You have to get in the mindset of when you start feeling that hot.
Ask for help.
That hot feeling, you go,
yes.
I need your help. Now, don't go, I need your help. Because I've learned that that doesn't work, and that just makes
and
people
then you
angry.
Get don't demand, help me!
Yeah.
Then you get the opposite, or you get, you know, the negative back, which is, well, why don't you just walk away? It's not good to start that cycle.
I have learned that saying, hey, I'm going to need your help. And sometimes I get super furious and I'm holding on to something and I walk, I take a step back and I go, I'm going to need your help. Can you help? And because I've also explained to my wife, I'm like, hey, look, it's very clear that I got a touch of the tism and I have some real I don't know what goes on in my brain when this stuff happens.
It's
been my whole life, but
it's wild, man.
I have to learning complete and fix it.
I will be a screw up if I can't do this one exact moment the perfect way I envisioned in my head, I guess.
But,
and that's all abstract still.
But. Learning how to rely on other people. I know some people listening right now are going to think that this is the most foreign conversation they've ever heard of because they're like, what do you mean learning to rely on people? It's what we're all here for.
Right.
You know, because some people are very, very good at asking for help, relying on help, having interpersonal relationships with people that are based on real feelings.
That's terrifying.
I'm a broken human, and I don't have that as easy. But learning now just to say to somebody, I need help, is going a long way for me. And it has yet to backfire. It's been about 2 years now of just saying, hey, I need help. And I can even do it with my kids. Especially when I'm angry at something that they're doing, I can say, hey, look, I need help on something. I need your help. On something.
It's so hard to try when that rage is building up.
I am not teasing you. I'm not looking down at you.
We've all thrown things.
It when I say it is very, very hard for people like us to deal with this weird kind of ragey
and there's something
that's probably some of the best advice I've heard in a while, because not only you're already vulnerable, you're just trying to take all this rage on yourself,
and there is something powerful about the release and destruction,
even just that having that thought that I need to ask this person takes you away from what you were focusing on.
It also turns out that my wife is a grown-up maturity and understanding and we have kids, so she's already used to like people
dealing
all day long saying, can you help me. So she stamps right into it, and I think that she has actually appreciated the fact that I'm asking for help, and that I'm saying, oh, you're important, and I'm relying on you, instead of, hey, I'm going to take my crazy brain and actually ruin everybody's Saturday afternoon.
And it does. It ruins you, too, because, like I said, there's that powerful release and explosion that feels like when you have the temper tantrum and you destroy something. It gives you that like false sense of power and mastery, and you are control of that. And look what I did to you. But then immediately,
the guilt, the sadness,
it sucks. And then it doesn't like end because you've upset the people around you and you can't just get back to normal.
Because then they'll be like, oh, did you feel better doing that? Breaking our things?
I wish that I had learned.
It never helps, by the way.
I wish that I had learned this important skill before my kids showed up, because my kids have seen me lose my ass, and I don't like that, because I can remember watching my old man lose his ass and how much it scared me as a kid.
And then you didn't want to go help or be near.
And now I've done the same thing to my kids, and I would encourage you to at least try the I need your help. And try to build that habit if it works for you. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
What about
this?
I feel like part of this explosion, because we also mentioned earlier during the regular radio show that I've been pissy for like a week, and I don't know. I've been angry like every little thing's been pissing me off.
I just think you have your man period right now.
Yeah,
maybe I did.
Plus, we did have some recent adjustments.
That I've still kind
of
been angry
about. I'm angry about it and sad too in my own way.
Yeah,
here's a simple
question.
It
takes time to adjust, and especially if you're not looking at what it is and trying to actively work it out in your head.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Probably 1.
See, there you go again, Matt. You have is it 4 S's or 3 S's? You have like a little mantra type thing.
Well, I've dealt with
we've talked
sex.
About.
Exercise and
sobriety, and then schedule or structure is what
I have this thing.
It.
So I've dealt with I'm a bipolar is what my diagnosis is. Right, I've dealt with depression issues and mania my entire life, and I learned very simple. It works for me, and I don't There's a reason I don't have a YouTube channel about it or whatever. It's because I'm not an expert. I'm not from the medical field.
It's neither is anyone else online talking about this.
I know, but I get mad at those people, especially when they take money from people. I have the what I call the 3+1 S system that works for me.
And sleep, sex, and snacks.
Sleep, sobriety, steps. The steps just mean the exercise, right? That sobriety means, when you are in a depressive state and you are getting messed up, you're smoking weed, you're drinking coke, whatever you do to self-medicate, it's never going to help you out of it.
Yeah.
And all of this goes together into the fourth S, which is the big thing, the overarching thing, which is just a schedule. And the reason I ask what time you're going to bed is, what time are you waking up?
Noon.
Okay. I was going to say, like,
first of all, you're getting too much sleep. That's a problem
scheduled
for you.
Like, yeah, this week, I've been leaning into the sadness, not giving enough, going to sleep late. It's not helping.
You know what,
that.
Matt? You might be hitting on something there.
No,
because let's start with this. Like, I was actually sick this weekend, and so that meant I was going to sleep at a good time because I was, say, taking like a NyQuil or something at night. So I was going to sleep by like midnight, 1 o'clock, but I was not waking up until I was sleep. I was oversleeping.
You're depressed. Yeah. And
I was
you need
way
oversleeping.
Sleep
to catch up
every
and
day
like,
this week. And then you wake up.
Depression for people that don't understand. Depression doesn't always mean you're sad. It just means you chemically you're off, and a lot of times it's hormonal. If I could suggest, and I look, like I said, I'm not your doctor. I'm not your boss. I'm not your dad. Right now, I'm just trying to be a friend. But going to bed at 1 and waking up at noon is a bad schedule to
even
be on.
Going like I noon to the latest, but even like 10 or 11, that's still, if I go to bed at midnight, that's still 10 hours of sleep to me. If I go to bed at midnight and I wake up at 10 a.m I'm like, I did a good job, I'm up early and I went to bed early,
right?
But then it's
sure.
Like, bro, well, you were sleeping way too long.
If your sleep hygiene isn't good enough, that 10 hours doesn't matter as much if you're not doing it consistently.
What time is your fiance go to bed?
Depends. She has bad sleep cycles like I do, so some nights it's real early and wake up, you know what I mean? Sometimes we're both up
till
4. Why
don't you set a goal right now to try to get into bed by, what, midnight? Can you do that?
Yeah, so
I would suggest 11.
I need to get back into, and I have been better about this, my schedule of 10 o'clock project stop, wind down. Yeah, 11, you're kind of in bed.
If you could be in bed and kind of asleep by 11... And then waking up around 8, that's 9 hours of sleep. That's actually a good chunk of sleep and would make you feel very restful. I know that you don't come to work physically. Now, you're doing work in the morning, but you're not physically in this building until much later.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just getting up, this sounds so like one of those health guru
I'm
things.
I'm going to agree with it.
But getting up every day around 8 to 9, having a big glass of water when you first get up, and then getting outside of the house and going for a walk around the block and all that.
Running your errands, whatever.
I can't
it's
even
great.
Tell
I
you
know.
How much it will start to change your life. And I say that as someone who has been a lifelong depressive who for years would sleep till like 4 p.m. I would find,
dude,
and that's, I think, one of the things that contributed to me to being a comic is I love the fact that I was making an income and I was paying all my bills, so nobody was bitching about the fact that I was going to bed at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and sleeping all day. And
I hate that fun anti-9-to-5 personality.
Yeah. Well,
going,
I hate that
I don't have to do that. Yeah.
I still get in that cycle. When I was in Las Vegas, there were 2 days I stayed in my hotel room. One day I slept till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not
which
good.
Which is 6 o'clock our time. It's bad.
But it's also,
and I love waking up early. And I
here's
like
another thing, man. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say I do like coming to work early because now I have a space. The studio's empty.
Well,
I can come in anytime I want. The 101X studio's empty.
Yeah.
And I notice I get real pissy if I don't have about an hour before I have contact at work. Sometimes I have to physically make myself go talk to people, but if I don't have an hour...
Well, dude, you're still waking up. That's what
it is,
too.
Or a half hour before talking to people.
And you need time to adjust in the morning before you're basically shuffled into immediate work and having to deal with people.
I'm also going to tell you...
3 hours at least.
That feeling of waking up angry and being kind of angry with the world when you're awake, that's also a bit of depression. And I'm going to... I'm telling you right now... This I know this sounds a lot like I'm telling you like I know better than you, and it's not at all. It's just that literally,
I'm taking that way.
Literally, we just you and I walk in a lot of the same footsteps, and I have spent. I mean, you know my whole story in this building over the last 3 years.
I only saw one thing of footsteps.
You know my whole story in this building for the last 3 years, and how much My schedules have been turned upside down. What I thought I was going to be got turned upside down. The things that I wanted to do got turned upside down. So it's been kind of crazy for me, and I've been stressed and angry, and then I threw a stroke in there and the rest of that stuff. Yeah. I've spent a lot of time over the last 6 months, but then concerted effort, really put a lot of it in action over the last, let's say, 6 weeks.
Proactive more so than reactive.
Way more proactive in the last 6 weeks. I made myself a promise, and I thought, oh, I'll just start it in January. I started a little earlier, but where I really made sure everything was happening and building some better habits was January 1. And it's made huge changes. Yeah. And I would even recommend for somebody like you, that you can get them. I think they're even for free, but there's these apps that help you set routines.
Yeah, I've started a mood calendar.
A mood chart is actually a great idea.
Which actually Apple has.
That's helpful, especially for psychiatrists who only get to see you maybe monthly or every few months. Also, another thing to add to your schedule is regular food breaks, time to eat.
Yeah, because right now I feel weak.
Spencer, haven't eaten. Have you looked at him? Do you think he's missing food breaks?
Look, I know what he does. He binges it all in the evening, and that's not good because you're also getting cranky during the day.
Are you eating food after 8 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. That's when I eat. I don't eat until 8.
Yeah, no, that's a huge problem.
That's bad.
Huge fucking problem.
Your mood is affected by the hierarchy of needs that we've called. Sex is one of them at some point. I think
Lego is the other.
But food, water, shelter, all that stuff. Like, obviously, you need to be eating, man. And what I've noticed is
though
my mood, when it is maybe more unstable, it's like when I have some food, it's still way better, even if it's off.
Are you varying the foods you eat, or is it just dicks all the time?
Just suck
dicks and fucking
in this business,
smegma and a little
feels like I'm taking a lot of it nonstop.
Little Parmesan on top.
Yeah, I'm sorry to turn this into one of those like it's like three dudes out in the woods trying to fix each other, but the biggest thing, and this is what I learned, and I've done those that every year I've done the same thing everyone does where I put out the big list of everything I'm doing that year and all of my resolutions and
how I'm going to fix it. And
I read a thing last year that just said one thing. That's it. You only get to do one thing, and until you've mastered that, you can't move on to anything else. You're not allowed to add anything else into your habits until you've done the one thing. And for me, it was getting up every morning and drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning. That was it. I wasn't allowed, literally did not allow myself to add anything else into my healthy lifestyle, because usually you bite off more than you can chew, and then you fail, and then it goes away.
Yeah,
and I am now at, I don't know, I looked up the other day, I think I'm at 35 straight days of having my water every morning. I know it sounds stupid.
You look hydrated.
Thank you.
And diapers we got you have been coming in handy.
All kidding aside, I think one of my biggest problems I've ever had in my entire life, I think I was dehydrated.
Me too, yeah.
Literally from the water. I started drinking coffee in high school, and I don't think I ever caught, I never caught back up.
I don't think I did either, but the exercise helps you drink more too, because you're just going to be thirstier too.
So
I've noticed, and like, just doing all these things, when you're exercising, I guess it's harder for you too with back issues, but you almost feel like you're much better oiled.
Yeah.
Well, I love that mentally and physically.
So go ahead.
I'm going to start with that, drinking water. Waking up and drinking water first thing in the morning, because I don't drink water. I have a glass here that I do not drink.
Right.
I feel like it's kismet. It's synchronicity.
Yeah.
Now, what's everyone's talking about right now? Stanley Cups.
Oh.
So in order to fix myself, I need to go buy a Stanley Cup.
I was going to say, also, as far as getting your sleep hygiene together, that can be frustrating and take a long time, too. So don't.
If you're in bed
and you can't fall asleep, wake up, but try not to do a lot of active stuff. Give yourself patience. You've been doing it before, lying in bed, not allowing yourself to get frustrated.
Just being happy that I'm in bed and comfy.
So this just know that you might have a lot of hard work ahead.
I got off an app, which was, and I used to do this when I was a kid. Remember you would lay your clothes out for the next morning?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I put a glass out every night, and it's right next to my keys, so I can't get my keys unless I move the glass. And when I move the glass, it reminds me, fill it with water and drink it right now. I mean, I guess I could set out a glass of water all night, but there's so many cockroaches in my house.
Could have a bug in it. Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing for myself. God, this. Did we really turn this into... Did we go full, like, hey, man? Oh, also, have you tried cold plunges and supplements?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
CJ, what's that? Patriot? We have Patriot Supplies giveaway.
.com.